This is The Record. I'm Ross Reynolds.
And I'm Marcy Silman. Hey, Ross, have you ever been in a Seattle city office and noticed a sculpture, a painting, photograph, anything like that?
No, but there's this great power substation in North Seattle where they have all these artsy whirly gigs. It really brightens it up.
That's one of the first public art projects in the city of Seattle. Well, in Seattle, we also have something called the Portable Public Works Collection. And these are not the fixed art installations like the whirly gigs. They're 2,800 or so things that range from giant paintings to ceramic art, you name it. The city started this collection 42 years ago with donations of art that came from the World's Fair. Buy new art from the Seattle's Percent for Art Ordinance, which paid for things like the whirly gigs. Percent for Art Ordinance is a law that sets aside 1% of the cost of a capital construction project to pay for art. Now, most of this art in the portable collection lives on the walls and in the hallways of city departments. You can see it in the mayor's office, Seattle City Council chambers, Seattle Public Utilities. Even the police department has art. The rest of it is stored in one of the most out-of-the-way places you can imagine. We're just west of Interstate 5 at the unmarked door of what looks like a loading dock at the Seattle Municipal Tower.
How are you?
A small, peppy woman with silver hair greets us.
I'm Deborah Payne, and I'm the curator and collections manager for the Office of Arts and Culture.
Describe where we are exactly.
Well, this is a funny location, and it actually, we call it the Service Center, the Art Service Center, actually. And it used to be the print place for Seattle City Light. It used to, all their printing used to be done in-house, hence the large hoods. So we usurped or took over, or they allowed us to move in here, which is great because it's a really big space. I don't actually know what the square footage is, but we have an elevator and an upstairs where we store all our pedestals and vitrines, and it is probably, in all of my years of collection management, which are too numerous to mention, it's the best storeroom I've ever had, so it's really terrific.
We should say we're in the basement of where all the city offices except the mayor and city council are.
Well, actually, we're in the Seattle Municipal Tower, which is a city-owned building that houses most of the utility departments and other departments like SDOT. And it's a little odd when I tell people how to get here. I have to tell them, go by the bistro, go by the bike rack, go to the corner, set of double doors, buzzer on the right, you know, and you'll find us.
Even walking in the door, we have kind of a survey of the sorts of things that you guys have in this collection, right?
Absolutely. And some of it is very new. For instance, this is a light box that's backlit. It's by Spike Mafford, and it's Clouds. SPU made a rather large purchase of 33 artworks, and this was one of the pieces they purchased. With this purchase, it's actually driven a bit from the director, Ray Hoffman, because he really likes weather-related artwork, especially dramatic photographs. And so I said, well, you know, maybe we should do a call. So that's what we did, a weather-related atmospheric, I wanted to broaden it a little bit, artworks that would be purchased by SPU.
Is everybody represented in this collection from Seattle?
Not exactly. It's generally a Northwest collection and regional by all means, but usually when we put our calls out, we put them out to a Northwest region. So, for instance, this call went out to Washington, Oregon, Montana, Idaho, British Columbia, and Alaska.
I can't help notice that this piece has a sticky note that says, return to the evidence unit. What does that mean?
It means that this work, which is by Jennifer Dixon, it's a dress form, not very large, probably about 8-9 inches tall and about 8 or 9 inches wide, and it's studded with thorns from a rose bush. And the evidence unit is one of the places where we put art. And
in the police department you're talking about.
It is. It's a rather large warehouse that actually houses the evidence from various crimes.
So this is not evidence from a crime. This is a decorative piece that they look at.
That's right, and they want it back. They're having their walls painted, and this happens to be out of there right now, and they love it so much they want it back.
Maybe you want to explain how the evidence unit or any other department in the city comes to fall in love with a piece of art and have it where they work.
Well, generally it goes like this. A department will find me somehow. They'll figure out my name and they'll call me and say, we want new art. And I'll say, okay, send us your floor plan. And then myself and my associate curator, Blake Haygood, will go and visit the site, mark on the floor plan all the walls that can have art. And then they put together a committee of up to three people. And I'm pretty forceful about the three people only.
No more than that.
So those three people will come down and choose the artwork, and we hang it up and take the old artwork away, and then that gets recycled to somebody else coming down.
How long do you get to keep the art in your office?
In the, each department, about between 2 and 3 years.
You know, that's actually a pretty good deal that you get to return your art and get something new.
Absolutely, and people really enjoy doing that.
Does it work like Netflix if somebody's like, God, I really love that Jacob Lawrence print that's on the fifth floor? Deborah, when it comes in, can I have first dibs in my department? Does it work like that?
No. not even.
Are there things that you've placed that citizens have pushed back?
Absolutely. And basically, when the committee comes down and chooses the artwork, if there's anything that's questionable in the imagery, I tell them then, because they're going to hear about it. And I want them to be okay with it, and I want to make sure that they're going to advocate for it. If they're going to choose something with, say, nudity or questionable imagery in it, I want them to make sure that they're okay with it and that they can advocate.
You're the custodian for the public of this artwork.
That's
but
right.
Are there favorite parts of it for you? I mean, you don't have to choose your favorite child or anything here. But
couldn't do that anyway.
Yeah, but things that sometimes, if it's in one of these storage neat cubbies, I guess is what I'll call them, that you just kind of look at and go, God, that's really nice.
I do that a lot.
Yeah. With a lot of things?
With a lot of things. And I mean, and a lot of the stuff that becomes new, you know, the newly purchased things are exciting to me because I haven't seen them for 4 or 5 years. But I get surprised. Sometimes even though we do a complete inventory of all the artwork every 2 years, we'll bring something and I'll say, I swear I've never seen that before. And that's really a great piece. You know, so it'll be one of those situations where, you know, I don't remember everything, although I try.
Deborah Payne is the curator of the City of Seattle's Portable Public Works Collection. If you go to Key Tower, there is a public gallery space, but you can see parts of the collection in city departments that range from the mayor's office to municipal court, Ross.